Morning, we're starting Masechet Eruvin Daf Bet Amud Aleph. Mishnah starts off Mavoi Shehu Gavoa. The Bach text the word Lamalem. Mavoi Shehu Gavoa Mi Esrim Ama Yimait. See, now if you go to Mavoi, you know what a Mavoi is now, right? A Mavoi is at the entrance to Mavoi. What the Mishnah really should be saying over here is not the Mavoi is higher than 20 Amas. Now we look at Rashi. Mavoi Shehu Masheh Nicho Et HaKora Lamalem Mi Esrim Amas. You put the beam, the cross beam on the Mavoi, right? 20 amas higher, above 20 amas high. So more than about 10 meters. The Korazu, what's a Korah? Now here, it says, I limited my introduction. See, Rashi gives a nice introduction. Now look at this Rashi. It says, the Korazu lahatir letaltel letocha ba'a. What does Korah for do, this Korah doing here? It's coming to allow us to carry within the Mavoi. The Midoraita, listen, Yaira. The midorite from the Torah itasar hotzaat rishuta rabim b'shabbat. From the Torah's point of view, it's asur to do hotzaah in rishuta rabim. Umahi rishuta rabim. What's rishuta rabim? Says Rashi. Sartia or paltia gdula, big street or big square. Can I read him a perik yitzilot shabbat? And we saw him a sechet Shabbos daf in perik dalet vav amud bet. Shedomin le digle midbar, similar to what happened in the midbar, like the way that the Amisha walked in the desert. The whole midi de Shabbat we Mishkan, all our halachos from Shabbos we learned from the Mishkan. Va'agalot, here we are, I alluded to this in the introduction. Va'agalot shel Leviim berochav shesh asher amah asle. They were 16 amas wide. Could I remember Hazorek? We saw there, right? And Daf Tzadik Tet. Hilchach lo havesh darabim batzir mi yud vav amerochav. Because the agalot, the wagons of the Levim were 16 amas wide, right, from wheel to wheel, etc., that whole area. So therefore, Rishut HaRabim has to be at least 16 amas wide, more than 16 amas wide. Because up to 16 amas is Shtariachid, you have to be at least 16 amas wide. U'mefulash mishnei rashin, and open on both sides. I'm not a cul-de-sac. Ava mavoi katsaru, mavoi is very short. Ve'enorachav yudvav, it's not 16 amas wide. Even if it's wide, says, so what? Still one side's open, one side's closed, because like a cul-de-sac is closed off on sides. If it was, is Rashi really starting to give an opinion now, Rashi, right? Because he says, if it was mefulash, like a thorough, a throughway, like a road that goes from one side to the other, and it's open to roads on both sides, so it wouldn't be good enough to have a korah across it. Can I remember Gemara? We'll see later on. Right? We'll get to this Gemara on Daf Vav. I'm going to say, Kevan de Lab Shtarabim. He says, Dor Shtarabim. Shari li til tulei bai bina Torah bli shum tikkun. See that? Since it's not a Doraita, there's no problem to carry there without doing anything. The Rabbanan gazur alei. And Rabbanan said, no, you can't carry there. Why? Mishum da'ati li chlup Shtarabim. Because we're scared you might come to get confused between this Mavoi and Shtarabim. V'sharuya betakanta. However, they said, you know what? There are certain conditions. If you do certain things, we'll allow you to carry there, because this way you won't come to make that mistake. Delechi or korah, either a lechi, this upright, or a korah, or this crossbeam. Delahave hekeira. Remember, I mentioned this machlok, if it's for a heker, or it's actually a wall. You're going to see what Rashi's opinion is. It's a heker. It's a reminding you. It's something which stands out, right? The law leitei le misha shtarabim gurim. Then you won't come to matir carrying in a proper shtarabim, because there'll be this reminder all the time that this is there for you. So that's why Rashi now is back in the Mishnah. So mavoi shehu gavoa mi eshrim ama yemait. Now why yemait? Look at Rashi. Yashpil v'tam. It's explaining the Gemara why. Rabbi Yehuda omer ein lo tzarich. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Yehuda ama eight. Leave it there. It's fine. Above 20 amas. We'll see later on in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says even 40 or 50 amas is good enough. He doesn't worry about height. V'harachav mi'eser amot. Now, if this mavoi, the entrance to the mavoi, is wider than 10 amas, Tanakama says again, you might make it narrower. Look at Rashi there. V'harachav mi'eser amot, you might. Dezehu shiu rochav stam ptachi. Rashi says, because why? The average, the general opening in a wall is 10 tvachim. More than 5 meters, not an opening in a wall. Okay, the general opening is 5 meters. Utvei mehachi, and more than that, lo mikru petach, is not called an opening. Ela pirza. This is now called a break in the wall. This is not a wall hole, a doorway. Va'anan b'inan petach. We need a petach, an opening. V'tzarich linotz kanim l'mayit roch v'knisata. Says, and therefore, how do you make it smaller? You put pillars or you knock in pegs in the walls, like you see, like you have on the road when you're walking, like these to stop cars from getting onto the road, things like that, which are basically lavud to make the petach smaller. Right, ulamida al eser or apachot, and then get it so that the opening this is the width in the, of the wall of the opening of this mavoi is at least 10 tvachim at the most, 10 amas or less. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So we got there mavoi gavoa, machloket tanakam Rabbi Yehuda. With regards to rochav, 10 amas, yamait, no machloket Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says now, the Mishnah says, if it's got this tsurata petach, this shape of the door we spoke about, two uprights and a cross beam, afa pishurachav me'eser amot ein tsarich lema'et. If it's got a tsurata petach, Rashi, lechi mikan or lechi mikan, v'kora ala gabehen, and you can see the drawing in Rashi. There's the tsurata petach, his own drawing. You got the, you see that, very important, the up, the lintel, the cross beam, goes over the door posts. See that? That's the very, very important point. That the crossbeam sits, rests on the doorposts. And that's how you build a door. Anybody's ever built a house or seen a house being built before they do the plaster, you'll see that when your doors are going to go, there's like this concrete lintel going across the top, right, to hold up the doorpost, and it sits on the sides. You have to just cut out brick. You've got a piece that goes across and holds the rest of the wall up, and it sits on the doorpost. That's tsurata petach. Okay. That was the Mishnah. Gemara's like a tnan hatam. Now, the Gemara says, this is very similar to something else which we've learned, also machlok between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, also with regards to 20 amas or ha. And you could all not be too creative and you'll work it out. Right? We're talking about a sukkah. It's like a tnan hatam. We learned there, masechet sukkah, right, on daf bet, the first Mishnah masechet sukkah. Sukkah shi gavoa lemaalem yeshri mama psula. Then the Mishnah says, well, a sukkah that's higher than 20 amas is pasul. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, machshir. So here the wording is not pasul and machshir. Here it is yama'it or not lema'it. We'll see, here you've got a takana. The Mishnah's giving you a takana that you can how you can fix it. But say machloket. Rabbi Yehuda says, no need. There he says, it's kosher. Chachamim say, you've got to make it lower. Rabbi Yehuda says, there in the sukkah, it is kosher. Okay. So one says, mashla gabe sukkah letani psula v'gabe ma'avut ha'takanta. So the first question that Gemara asks is not actually in the Inyan, but why there with regard to sukkah, we said kasher and pasu. And yeah, we're saying that there's a takanta. You could either, you can mamayit, you can make it lower. Why? Why don't we say in sukkah, if it's too high, we should say lower the sukkah. Or here we should say, if it's too high, then my voice pasul. Different lashon altogether, different language. So what's stuck is why? Mavoi de lo nefishe milei. Sorry, I skipped the line there. So the first article where it says, why? Sukkah doraita. The sukkah is mi doraita. Rashi says there, sukkah, the time of the day doraita, klamin and hata, milaman yedu dorotechem. There's a pasuk for sukkah. So therefore, when it comes to sukkah, tani psula. Mavoi, which is the rabbanan, tani takanta. So we could just quick skip over this Rashi and say, that's quite simple. Mavoi is a figment of rabbanan. And therefore, Rabbanan don't have too many laws and a simple thing. And therefore, Chachamim said, you know what? Midor right at mutar, but you need a mavoi. Ah, the mavoi isn't right. Fix the mavoi. There, it's a doraita. Chachamim said, it's either this way or that way. Obviously, if you would go and fix the sukkah, to become a kosher sukkah. But we're not about giving you advice. We're telling you with doraita what's mutar and what's asu, what's kosher and what's pasu. Look at the Rashi very quickly over here. Tani psula. Hoyu kfar mi mot moshe nitna. He says, since the sukkah comes from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, midazo, sorry, oil Moshe nitna midazo, this from Moshe Rabbeinu's time, there's 20 amas. Ubau chachamim lefresh lechashim lo asa kem psula. And that's what Chachamim said, listen, this is the way to do it, not pasul. Shayach lemitni bahu lashon psalut. Therefore, we learn, we use that strong language of pasul or kosher. Vafa gav de mahanya batakati, like I said, you can really fix it if you want, it doesn't matter. Ko kamid lo metaken la ikre psula. If you don't fix it, it's called pasul. On the other hand, mavoi. Dechol ikarea. All and everything about Mavoi is the Rabbanan. It's created by Chachamim. Lo shayach lemeimer b'lashon psalut. You don't say pasul with Chachamim. When they create things, Chachamim, it's not pasul or kasher. That's a doraita concept. Sharei kan hitkilu lirharotcha iskei Mavoi v'torotav. says, just now, Karit Chilu, it's only now starting to explain to us this whole deal of Mavoy and Torah Tav, what it's all about in Mavoy. So how can we say if you didn't do it 20 years, it's Pasu? We don't know what it is yet. They've still not explained to us what Mavoy is, what it's all about. Or my Pasu, Sheikh Lameima. So it's not relevant. Akati stood at the end of the day, Lohodiu Kharabanan Shurebachi the Ritni, Im Lo Asa Ken Pasu. We haven't yet learned from them about the Mavoy, they can say, if you don't do this, it's Pasu. How do we have to say? If it's not to bring it lower, why? Because you have to have 20, what's the 20, what's the basis? A very, very different approach. That's the first answer the Gemara gives. So now that we've spoken now that this Mavoy is a Midrabanan. Where do they learn it from? From the Petach of the Heichal in the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda lo lamdu elam pitcho shel olam. Rabbi Yehuda from the olam. Let's just stop for a second and just... are there drawings here? I can't even look. No. In the Beit HaMikdash, we know in the Mishkan, for example, we discussed this many times. In the Mishkan, you had the courtyard, you had the Mizbeach and the Choshet outside, and you went into the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodeshim. You walked into a room, there you had the Shulchan on your right, the menorah on your left, the little Mizbeach in the middle. You went through curtains into the back of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, there was the Aron. In the Beit HaMikdash, it was a little bit different. In the Beit HaMikdash, you went first into an ulam. It was like a receiving area, like a lobby. And it was a wider lobby. If you look at drawings, if you look at my drawing, it's a bad drawing, but I did it for myself. If you look there, can you see? You walk in and it's like wide. And then it becomes narrower and you walk into the Heichal. So there's the Ulam, the wider part. It gets narrower into the Kodesh and then you go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Right? So that there is the Ulam. And if you can all picture Shlomo, Michael's got a great picture there. Let's see. Okay. Well, that doesn't really help much. Okay, it's nice. Is that lying down? I apologize. Sorry, I'm looking the wrong way. I thought there was the door. Okay, there's the ulam, right? That like big rectangle. And you walk through that into the Kodesh Kodashim. Fine. So now, the ulam had big doors. Then you walk into the ulam, and there was a smaller door, and that door led you into the Heichal. So now, what the Gemara is saying over here is Rabbi Yehuda, Chachamim learn Mavoy, right? From the Heichal. And the Heichal door was 20 amas high. Rabbi Yehuda learned it from the Ulam, and the Ulam was a higher door. And how did not? Pitchosh Heichal Gevoyet Shemama. The Mishnah tells us over there, Sechid Midot, that the door of the Heichal was 20 amas, and Ruchvo is 10 amas wide. The Ulam, and the Ulam was Gevoyet 40 amas and 20 amas wide. Ushnei Mikra Chad Darshus, and Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda learned from the same Pasuk. Right, what's the pasuk? The pasuk of Yah is v'samach l'rosh ha'korbano, talking about korbanot, ushchato petach, and where do you shech the animal? Petach ohel mo'ed. At the opening of the ohel mo'ed. Now, what's ohel mo'ed? Right, look at Rashi over here. Petach ohel mo'ed. Right down the bottom there. Ohel mo'ed, hu ha'echal, says Rashi. That's the hechal. Like I said, there you got the three kalim. And that's called Ohel Moed. So now we've got Ohel Moed. So Rabbanan Ulam Lechud. Chachamim say that the Kedusha of the Ulam, that lobby, is a lesser Kedusha than the Kedusha of the Heichal. And the Chiketiv Petach Ohel Moed, a Heichal Ketiv. And when the Pasuk said you got a Shecht in front of the Petach Ohel Moed, was referring to not the lobby, even though you've got to go through the lobby to get to the doors, to the Heichal, we're referring to the Heichal. And therefore, we need the Petach of the Heichal. And by the way, if the doors are closed, we'll see that actually the Korban is Pasul. You have to have the doors have to be open when you shech the Korban. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Heichal ve'ulam Kedusha Achati. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's the same Kedusha. Heichal, Ulam. So therefore, we've got the doors, we're talking about the first doors, which makes more sense, maybe. Therefore, when the pasuk says petach or moed, it means both doors, the ulam doors and the ohel doors. And therefore, he says the doors we're speaking about are the first doors and the second doors, but at least the first doors are included, and they are 40 amas high. The correct one answer. Or you can give me another answer. Rabbi Yehuda nami kedusha ulam lechud kedusha heichal lechud. Maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Chachamim that they're different kedushas. We're not going to argue that the Kedusha of the Heichal and the Ulam are the same because the Ulam has got nothing in it except a couple of storerooms to store the knives, if you remember. And then you're going to walk into the Heichal and there there's the Shulchan and the Aron and the Mizbeach and there's Pashut, that the Kedusha there has to be a greater Kedusha. However, hacha, hainu time. So why would we say that we can go after the 40 meter, the 40 amot doors, not the 20 amot doors? Because the pasuk says, "Avia dichtiv el petach ulam habayit." Look at Rashi, el petach ulam, alma pitcha akri. The ulam is also called the petach. So when we said over there, of petach or hel moed, this is called the petach, the ulam, and that's called the petach, the ulam. Now I'm running out of time here, but I want to stop for a second because it boggles the mind. If you look at the psukim that I actually quoted here, you'll see that there are two psukim from Yecheskel. Yecheskel mem pasuk mem chet, and Yecheskel mem zayin pasuk aleph. But in the first pasuk it says vayiveni el ulam habayit, and in the second pasuk it says vayashiveni el petach habayit. We haven't got the actual ulam petach ulam habayit as one pasuk. Ulam comes from one pasuk, and petach comes from one pasuk. The one pasuk says ulam habayit. The one pasuk says petach habayit. Chachamim, the Gemara telling us, Rabbi Yehuda learns that because we have a pasuk that says ulam petach habayit, we also don't have the petach of the ulam. But that's different pasukim. There's no pasuk. Look at Tosfot. Dichtiv el petach ulam habayit. Rezeh pasuk eino b'shum makom. Where's a pasuk like this? There's no such pasuk. Va'omeri sarat ri of the matzino dichtiv yecheskel mem ulam habayit v'bekra achrine mem zayin ketiv petach habayit. Va'ave keilu nechta behedya b'chad kra petach ulam habayit. So it says if it's written, they're talking about the same thing, the two pesukim. So it says if it's one pasuk written together. Ukami rabbanan ikita petach ulam kera kamar perush lo ya katu b'shum makom ulam habayit. It says and therefore comes if it had been written like that, etc. But the pasuk is no place like that. It's interesting, like this is, and I saw a note this morning. I'm not sure where I saw it because I read quite a lot this morning, different sources. But let's assume it was from Steinsaltz. That's not uncommon for this to happen. Okay, that we've got parts of psukim. We read the psukim as if they were meant to be together. Whatever the case was, it's not so uncommon. Okay, so that's where Rabbi Yehuda gets it from because he sees these words as ulam. So he sees ulam. So Rabbanan, well, how come Rabbanan don't learn that? He says yave ketav. El petach ulam kedekamarti says if it had written el petach ulam kedam, if it was really written like you said, Rabbi Yehuda, hashta dichtiv el petach ulam habayit, what is referring to? Habayit hapatuach leulam. They've got their own interpretation. He says no, even if it had been written in one pasuk, let's say it was written in one pasuk, el petach ulam habayit, we're not talking about a petach ulam, but a petach ulam habayit, the opening of the wall into the door of the heichal, not the ulam. So Chachamim don't agree with that interpretation anyhow. They say, no, even if it was written like that, it would mean the petach of the heichal, the ulam opens into the heichal, not the ulam itself. So we say, wait a second. Vaha ki ketivai, this pasuk which we're speaking about over here. Look at Rashi. He says, vaha ki ketivai, petach ohel mo'ed. The pasuk that we're using, petach ohel mo'ed, v'mishkan ketiv. You getting carried away here. Ulam, heichal, kodesh, kodesh ha-kodeshim, in the Beit HaMikdash. But wait a second, stop! Where's this pasuk? This pasuk is in the Mishkan. There wasn't an ulam in the Mishkan. There was only Kodesh and Kodesh HaKodeshim, Heichal, and the Aron HaBrit. So how can we get all carried away here? Ulam, Petach, Ulam, Ulam Habayit. Ulam. Not, where we speak with the Petach, Shula Petach, comes from Petach, when we said over there, Petach or Moed, it's in the Midbar. So the Mishkan Ketiv, the Gemara says, no, don't worry. Ashkachan, we do find that Mishkan Dikri Mikdash, sometimes Mishkan is used interchangeably, and it means Mishkan as well, and it means Mikdash as well. Mikdash Dikri Mishkan. He says, because Dilo Tamach, if you don't say that, then Halam Yehuda Amar Shmuel, we've got a Gemara over here, which Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, in Masechet Zvachim, we'll see that, right? Shlamim. Korban Shlamim, Sheshachtan, Konem Tichat, La Tota Echal, Psulim. I mentioned this earlier. That if you shecht, Rabbi Yehuda said, Shmuel, that a Korban Shlamim, that you shechted before that actually opened the doors of the Echal, of Psulim. Why? Shneemar, Veshachatu Petach Ohel Moed. What does it mean, Veshachatu Petach Ohel Shecht in front of the doors? Bizman Sheptuchin, Velo Bizman Sheneulin. Only when they open or when they're closed. V'haki ketiv ahi b'mishkan ketiv. And this was written in about the Mishkan. If you tell me that the Mishkan and the Mikdash aren't interchangeable, then this halacha would only apply in the Mishkan. It wouldn't apply in the Mikdash. Right? So therefore, the Gemara says, now, Ela ashkachan Mikdash dikri Mishkan, u Mishkan dikri Mikdash. We see that it is interchangeable and it does work. Right? See, look at Rashi, the third last lines there, the very before it gets very wide. Ha b'mishkan ketiv u'bebeit olam miminalan. Where would we find such halacha in the Mikdash if we didn't say Mishkan and Mikdash were interchangeable and the same halachas would apply? So Gemara says like this. Okay. So I will accept that the Mikdash can be called Mishkan. That the Beit HaMikdash is sometimes referred to as the Mishkan. And if we haven't got a problem, the halachas can be interchangeable. However, because you quote the pasuk over here, look at Rashi, when this pasuk was given to us, right, it's in Vayikra, right? We already kfar hukam ha-mishkan. Shebedrat konim nichtav. V'chol oto ha-sefer bo'el mo'ed ne'emar. It says the mishkan was already standing because all these halachas during Vayikra were given at the ohel mo'ed. So the mishkan was standing already. And there the Torah tells you, v'natati mishkani betochechem v'notekesh. I will give you a mishkan. And already the mishkan which we know was standing. So it must be referring to the Mikdash. Right, so that makes sense. That Mishkani, that Mikdash is called Mishkan. Because we will give you a Mishkan, meaning we will give you a Mikdash because the Mishkan is already there. Ela Mishkan, the Ikri Mikdash. But where do we see that the Mishkan is called the Mikdash? Minar, where do we see that? Then one says, Ilam, if you want to tell me that was called the Mikdash, Midichtiv, Nasu, Akatim, Nosea, Mikdash, Vekimuta Mishkan, Agboam, because there we've got a Pasuk there in Bamidbar which says that the Kahatim, the tribe of Kahat, no say they carried the Mikdash, they came with the Mishkan, and they would set up the Mishkan before the rest of the nation would arrive. They would be in the front. And so there we see that's called Nosei HaMikdash. They were the carriers of the Mikdash. Maybe they tell me that's where Mishkan is called Mikdash. He says, no. Hahu ba'aron ketiv. That Mikdash over there is referring specifically to the Aron. Not referring to a building. That's referring to Aron. Look at Rashi. Shehu masa b'nei kahat. V'ashem shu mekudash mishar ha-masa'ot, karui mikdash. Kahat, we know, they were the most holy of the tribe, of the Levim, and they had the biggest job, and they carried the kalim, the holy kalim. They got the so to speak, the schut, and therefore it was called that. But that is not by any means the mikdash we're speaking about. So where do we have a case over here of where the mishkan is called mikdash? So we're going to say, maybe mihacha from here. Vasuri mikdash v'shachanti betocham. Okay, and that's a famous pasuk which we quote to this day with all our batei mikneset, etc. Vasuli mikdash v'shachanti betocham. Right, we see here that there's a mitzvah to build the mishkan, and the mishkan is called mikdash. Right, this is in the desert. Vasuli mikdash v'shachanti betocham. This is in Shmot Kafhei before the mikdash, the mishkan was built. So this is the mitzvah here to build the mishkan. It says vasuli mikdash. So we've got a nice source now. The mishkan is called mikdash. Mikdash called Mishkan, we're happy. We can now carry on with the machloket of Yehuda Chachamim about the doors and the ulam and the echal. Everything works. We're happy. Now the Gemara says like this. The Masura Shas adds in here, right, a bit of some stuff like this. Tzarich lomar. V'chetiv, the pasuk says, Kochol Hashim mar'e otach et tavnit ha-mishkan bein ratzet. Whatever I tell you to do. He says, now, this building of the Mishkan. He says, bein Rabbanan u'bein Rabbi Yehuda. Says, so now, we was machloket Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan about the heart of the thing. So if he's saying over there, et kol asher, kechol asher ani mar'e, right? So in other words, take all the dinim of how the Mishkan was built. You got the chatzir, you got Abin the chatzir, you got the echal, you got the door to the echal, you got the width, you got the heart. And let's learn from there. That should become our basis. Says, bein Rabbanan, bein Rabbi Yehuda, lilfu, rather learn, lilfu, right? In the positive, in the lichtav means you should do it this way. Lilfu, you should learn like this. Yalif, to learn, right? Lilfu mi petach sha'ar hechatzer. Why are we getting involved? Yeah, ulam hechal. The Torah gives us specific instructions, details of all openings, etc. Learn from petach of the sha'ar hechatzer, of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Look at Rashi. Arocha par, Rashi says, yeah, we're speaking specifically about the width, by the way. Not the heart. Right? It says, Arochav parich, ditnan rabat nitin, vaharachav mi esra amot yema'et. If it's wider than 10 amas, you should make it smaller. And that was Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chachamim never argued. Ha ashkachan petach hatzer, tave esrim rochav ikri petach. We see in the Chatzer of the Mishkan, it was 20 amas wide, and it was still called a Petach. Why do Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan limit it to 10 amas wide? Dichtiv et kalechas, Rashi gives the measurements of here. Gives the measurements of here, and he says, there, quotes the pasuk we've got, basically we've got the Mishkan, it's 100 amas long, it's 50 amas wide. Right, you got 15 and 15 curtains on either side, and in the middle you got the opening. So 15 and 15 is 6, is 30 less 20. The opening of the chatzer was 20. Right? It says, was 100, the chatzer was 100 long. 50 on either side, about 50. And 5 high. The curtain on the one side, on the other side, 15 and 15. So here we've got the chatzer in the Mishkan is 5 high by 20 wide. Afkan 5 berochav 20. You have to say 5 by 20 wide. Now, Tosfot here and the Farshim, etc., everyone agrees that Rashi, that the Gemara is not asking about the height. The fact that we said 5 by 20 and 5 by 20 is just to come and give a bit of a chizuk to the Shaila of the 20 wide. No one's suggesting that the height should be 5, okay? Look at Rashi. Skip that Rashi, I explained it right, nicely. The whole Mishkan was only 5 high. So we're not discussing over here the heart. The question is, why can't we have an opening of 20? Why are we limited to a mavoi of an opening of 10? Big, important question. Right? So the Gemara says now, why? Petach shar hechatzer ikri. Petach stama lo ikri. He says, because the pasuk there over there says, right, that that opening over there is called Petach Sha'ar Hechatzer. Why was it so necessary for the Torah to call it Petach Sha'ar Hechatzer? To think there's not a normal opening. A regular Petach is not a Sha'ar Hechatzer. We'll explain. This is something unique, this 20. A normal Petach, a Petach stama, right, would not be 20. Right? And we want a Petach Stam. We want to avoid a Petach Stam, not a Petach Sha'ar Hechatzer. This was something unique. That's the first answer. The other answer was, you could also say, Ki Ktiv Klaim Chamesh Esrei Ama, when it said that the curtains were 15 wide, Lechatef Begovehu Dichtiv. Maybe there, the walls were all around 5, and that over there, we speak specifically about the Gove, about the heart, and therefore, might not even be talking about the width of the door. The Gemara said, what are you talking about? Gova, Vakativ, Vekoma Chamesh Amot. It says specifically that the heart of the fence in the Mishkan was 5 Amazah. What do you mean suddenly 20 Amazah? Well, it says, now, who Misvat Mizbeach Ulamala? Well, it says, you know what? Maybe that 15 there, or the 20, or whatever we're going to get into there, that's not 5, absolute 5, but it was 5 from the heart of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was 10 Amazah. Right? Mizbeach was 10 amas high. Right, look at Rashi. Who misvat mizbeach lemala? Who misvat lemala? It says lemata miotan tet vav sheneetfu mizel mizel lepetach. Are you od 5? Another 5. Gove shave the shara klaim. Valahenit v'svu 15. V'gove mi mishnei ovrei apetach. Tavula 20. That's the one thing he does. So basically, the Gemara starts weighing as well that might be referring to something else, not what we're speaking about. Okay, so we're going to leave it alone there. I don't want to spend too much time on this Rashi, long Rashi over here on all of the Mishkan, but it's off our topic. So let's carry on. Now the Gemara now goes back to the Machloket over here. If you remember, if you go back to the Amud Aleph yesterday, a few minutes ago, we started off in the Gemara there, we said, about 10 lines into the actual Gemara. We said, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Chachamim lo lamdu el pitcho shel heichal. Chachamim learned it from the heichal. And Rabbi Yehuda learned it from the pitcho shel ulam, from the opening of the ulam. That's it, brought the name of Rav. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda's the name of Rav. Where is the kasha here on Rav? Rabbi Yehuda, mi pitcho shel ulam gamar? Did he really learn it from the opening of the ulam? Like Rav said? Right? Vahatznan, the Mishnah says, Vaharachav mi eser amot yema'et. Right? That if it's wider than 10, then you might, velo pali grab Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda never argued, right, look at Rashi, velo pali grab Yehuda, ve'ime ulam gamar, lichshar barocha v'shrim. And if Rabbi Yehuda already learned about the door, the opening of a mavoi from the ulam, let's go all the way. The ulam was 40 amas high, we said, and 20 amas wide. And in the Mishnah, when Chachamim said, Tanakama said, if it's wider than 10 amas, you might, Rabbi Yehuda kept quiet. And if he's really learning from the ulam, Rabbi Yehuda should have said, no, go to 20. Right? Seems like a good question. Question clear? Mm-hmm. Right? Some of the Lord plagued Rabbi Yehuda. So the Amar Abaya, Abaya says now. Rabbiya Palig Babraita. Rabbi Yehuda did argue. But he argued in the Braita, not in the Mishnah. Right? In the Mishnah Tanya, we got a Braita. Gemara quotes a Braita over here, which we'll see later on. Right? I think on Daf Yudah Amud Aleph. Vaharachav mi eser amot, yemait. Rabbi Yehuda omer, eno tzarech lemait. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to amait. So we see Rabbi Yehuda actually does argue. So Rabbi was right. He learned it from the oil. I don't understand. Well, what's he doing arguing in the Braita? Why arguing in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, it seems like he agrees in the Mishnah. Right? So he says, now, Palig Begova, Vuadin Lerochva. He says, he already argued once. When Rabbi Yehuda said, you have to be ma'at. Why have to be ma'at to the heart of the Mavor? Because I learned from the Ohel, therefore it seems to be understood. He's arguing as well in the Rochav, because he learns from the Ohel. The one says, Va'akati, it doesn't matter, but still, Rabbi Yehuda, mi pitchosh lolam gamar. Still got a kasha. Still not so clear on Rav. Another kashi on Rav. Va Tanya, we learn another brighter. Mavoi shu gavoa mi eshrima ma yemait. If it's higher than 20, you've got to bring it low. Rabbi Yehuda machshir at 40 v'chamishim amah. And there Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem, you can be 40 or 50 amas. V'tani bar kapara at 100. And Rav Kapara, right, look at Rashi, Atani bar kapara b'milta Rabbi Yehuda at 100 amah. And Rabbi Kapara said, Rabbi Yehuda would even agree to 100 amas. So if he's learning from the ulam, like Rabbi's saying, then we understand he's going to 40. But 50, 100, what's going on over here? So the Gemara said like this, Bishlom lebar kapara guzma. Gabar kapara saying 100, that's, we understand, that's just being a bit exaggerated. If you look at Rashi over here, says there, Bishlom and Bar Kapara, Ikan Amamad Rabbi Yehuda Olam Gamar. He could learn from the Olam, like Rav said. Velo Michshir Begovamir. Doesn't lag more than 40. Vahara Tani Bar Kapara, 100, Guzmanakat, Mishum, the Ikshar Rabbi Yehuda, Beotem, Yeshrim, Umishloshim Nirim Bar Kapara, Guzma, Venakit Bemiltetvei. He says, why? He says, because Rabbi Yehuda, Kapara was saying was, he's agreed that Rabbi Yehuda learned it from the Olam, like Rav said. And it's 40. But for Rav Kapara's opinion is, anything above 30 is already exaggerated. So if Rav Yehuda says 40, same as saying 100. Because Bar Kapara, in principle, understands Chachami. That you have to have it in an area, especially like Rashi said, if it's a hekir. So if it's a hekira, you want the person to see the hekir. If it's 40, 50, 60, 100 amas high, 50, your eyes hardly see 20 meters above you. Let alone 50 meters above you. So that's what Bakar was saying. Ach, say 100. So that makes sense. Elan Rav Yehuda, my Guzma. But wait a second. Rav Yehuda says 40 or 50. That's already specific. How come there's no Guzma there? So it's like it's Bishloma Arbaim. The Bach text Rav Yehuda. Bishloma Arbaim. We understand where he gets 40 from. Gamar mi pitcho shel olam. He learns it from the pitcho of the olam. Ela 50 minale. Where does he get 50 from? So I'm Rav Chisda Hamat Nita Atieta El Rav. He says, this seems to be, listen to this. This is based on a learning of a Mishnah, of a mistake of Rav. Hope I'm saying it right. Right? I didn't check myself up on this, but that's how I understood it. Right? That this is a premise, right? Based on a mistake of how Rav interpreted it. Look at Rashi over here. Ati'ita le Rav. Da'ama le'el Rav Yehuda lo lamda ele mipetach ulam. He learned from that. We said that's a mistake. The Tanya, we got a brighter that says like this. My voice should go over me. Your term, if it's more than the higher than the heichal 20 amas, bring it lower. Who savar midrabanan mipitchosh leichal gamri. So now Rav, right? Savar that Rabbanan, where did they learn from? Rav Yehuda learned from mipitchosh olam gamar. Velo, it's not true. words, when Rav said Ulam, this 40-50 is, why does it seem like a mistake? Because we understand 40 because Rav said he learns from the Ulam. And the Ulam is 40, but Rav was wrong. Rabbi Yehuda mi pitche de malchin gamar. Rabbi doesn't learn from the pitche of Ulam. Rabbi Yehuda learns from the pitche of Malchan, of Mela, of Melachin. Right, look at Rashi Aviyah. Pitche de Melachim, of kings. Stam pitche Melachim, Gvoin Harbei. The entrances to castles, to palaces, as a rule, are much higher. And we all know, everyone's been to palaces, of Buckingham Palace or any other castle of that kind. You can see the even the White House, right? The impressive entrance is what makes the place, right? You've got this imposing entrance. That's what makes it. And that's what, where Rabbi Yehuda learned it from. And that was Rav's mistake, because Rav said that he learned it from the Ulam. We agree that Chachamim learned it from the Heichal. But Rav Yehuda didn't learn from the Ulam, but he learned from Melachim, from castles, from palaces. And therefore he made that mistake. This is the Rabbanan. So now, what about Rabbanan? Right? Now, assuming, right, that Rav said that Rabbanan learned it from the Heichal. So Rabbanan, imi pitchos leichal gemiri, livu tlatot keichal. So now we carry on. It's okay, now we've got another kashya over here. If Rav, we've realized now that Rav made a bit of a mistake, there's a mistake that he never learned from Ulam, Rabbi Yehuda. But let's go to Chachamim now. Rav said Chachamim learned from the Heichal. So if Chachamim from the Heichal, then wait a second, let's do like the Heichal. Then what should we have for a Mavoi? Gemiri Libu, we should be doors. Well, the Mavoi shouldn't, this Lechi or a Korah shouldn't be good enough. You want doors on if it's from the Heichal. Right? So Alam Etnan, Hechsher Mavoi. How do you Machsher Mavoi? Make a Mavoi Kosher. Beit Shammai says Lechi v'Korah. Beit Shammai wants both. But Hila Omrim Lechi or Korah. Beit Shammai says one or the other. Wow, we should have doors. Look at Rashi very quickly though. Lechi. Kane or luach nauch, right? It's like some sort of a pole or a pima or wood stuck in the ground. It's a kotle chabrosho, right? It says glatot. The Gemara answer says no. Glatot echa litzniut ba'almahu de'avidan. The doors aren't really serving any purpose of forming the doorpost or the gate or the wall. That's more for tzniut, right? You want privacy, so you put doors on. But it's the tzurat ha'petach which we really need, and therefore we don't have to have the doors on the on the thing. Elamah was not happy. Elamiata lo tahan lechurapetach. But if that's the case, then a simple churapetach of a beam here for an eruv and a beam here and a piece along the top should be good enough, because at least the echal, it's got an opening, we agree, but it's got full walls around the sides. The haechal churapetach avielo. Look at Rashi. Because remember, I missed explaining this. Remember, we said in the Mishnah, right, and we saw in the Gemara, we said in the look of the Mishnah, the third line of the Mishnah, if yesh lo tzurat ha-petach, if this mavoi has got a tzurat ha-petach, then afa pishu rachav mi esr amot ein tzarich lema'et. So we said like this: a mavoi that's up to 10 amas wide, you can makshir it with a lechi or a korah. But Shammah wants both, but let's say a lechi or a korah. The Mishnah says if it's got a tzurata petach, in other words, like two lechayim and a korah on the top, a proper door pace, even if it's wider than 10 amas, still good. So we'll say, wait a second. I understand we don't need a door, but the tzurata petach of the heichal was 10 amas wide. Simply learning from heichal, then why do we say if you've got a tzurata petach, it can be wider than 10 amas? It should be the tzurata petach of the heichal, which was 10 amas. That's a good question. According to Rav, it's kashya Rav, right? The heichal tzurata petach havelo. Afilu hachi eshramotu derevach. The Gemara says, therefore, alam etnan, if you have a tzurata petach, afi shiracham eshramot, and not shirach lemait, you have to make it smaller. Listen, the Gemara says that I'm not even answer. It says, midi hu taima el Rav. This is only a good answer or a good question or reasons according to Rav. Right? Right, according to Rav. But ha matni lay Rav Yehuda lechia bar Rav kamed Rav, but Rav Yehuda taught to Rav Yehuda bar Rav in front of Rav. Right? It says what? Eino tzarich lema'et. Right? You don't need to lema'et. That even, right, even if it's hasn't got to lema'et, but amalei atnei tzarich lema'et. And Rav said to him, no, you do need to memait. So Rav doesn't agree with this Mishnah. The Mishnah that says, if you've got a Tzara Petach, you don't have to make it smaller, Rav doesn't agree with that. Rav himself, who says we learn from the Heichal, he goes all the way, right? And he says that even if it's got a Tzara Petach, it still has to be at least 10 Tfachim, the most wide. It doesn't hold like a Mishnah, and therefore he learns absolute like the Pasuk itself, and not different recurring tomorrow.